The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, ma'ariv, shemana esrei, b'rachas baruch aleinu. Shalom, we are starting the next bracha of shemana esrei, next request. Baruch aleinu, Hashem alikeinu, Hashem alikeinu.
This bracha is the last of the first half of the bakoshas. It's the sixth bakosha, and it's the last of the ones that are nogea to our personal needs. After we asked for the most basic necessities of das, without das we can't do anything, and we can't direct our lives properly. Coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what we were created for, which is, like we said, the most essential thing possible, because people spend their whole lives doing things that have no lasting value. They weren't created for that. And it's a pity. They lose a tremendous opportunity of life. So that's where we start off. For, first of all, we should be zeichet to be focused and take advantage of life. That's what life is. A life of developing a deeper relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being Oved Hashem in the best possible fashion. Together with that, we have the next three of our physical needs. Rivarivenu, Rivonyenu, the things that are causing us tzar. We have to get past those things. Rifua. And the final thing is the Parnosa, which is a necessity. Tefillah, as we have been saying, is not just to make a request. Tefillah is to clarify the right mind frame that one has to have, how to look at life and look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we're talking about Parnosa, we say Baruch Aleinu Shem Lekein Sashana Zeis. Should give us a year of bracha. We say Aleinu upon us. We recognize that Hashem has to give a bracha upon us. There has to be a direct relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a direct giving, a direct flow of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu upon us, in order for us to have a year full of bracha. And this is a very powerful starting point of this bracha, because Be'etzem this bracha is for Parnosa. And Parnosa is one of the things that has the most room for mistake. When a person is sick, he realizes that he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even with all the doctors, generally speaking, there is that factor that even a person who's not the biggest Baal Bitachon realizes that you need that extra Siyat and Shemaya by business. So the way that the Goyish world looks at it is, you know, the one who works hardest and uses his chokhmah, wisdom, business acumen, he's the one who's successful. The Koichi v'oitzim yodi in business is more than anything else. That's the pasuk says. Koichi v'otim yodi also leisachayil hazeh. The wealth they have is from my wisdom, my strength, my power. That's where we're starting off with this request. The request is set up in a fashion that we recognize that we need the bracha from you upon us. Without that, we will not have a year of bracha. That's what we're aspiring for, that this year should be a year of bracha. The bracha we're talking about here is in our interactions, in our business interactions, in our panos interactions, and or however we're doing it, achieving our basic needs for our food, for our clothing, for all the other things that we need the funds for. So we started by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize it's all from you, and we want a mispah that this year should be a year of bracha from you. This culminates to also l'toyva. Together with that, also, we want all the produce that has grown this year should be l'toyva. Nowadays, we live very detached. Very few people are growing produce anymore. You go to the store and you buy it. We have to realize we shouldn't take it for granted. Produce is something that has to grow. And there's so many different things that could cause the produce not to grow. with all the technology we have. You can have situations even if everything is grown, there's no way of bringing it to us. We have seen not so long ago that certain products were hard to get or impossible to get. Baruch Hashem was just for a short period of time, but things can change in unlimited ways of things that could prevent us having that tefillah. So it's something that, like we're saying, our tefillah is to open up our minds and our eyes to the fact that there's so many things that Kosh Bochel Derosh Rachman made it so easy for us. We shouldn't use the fact that it's easy for us to just take it for granted and not request it. In the olden days when a person had his farm and he had to grow his produce, he should have what to eat. This was the bracha. He knew that this is a matter of survival. But yes, we look at it sometimes as you know, yeah, okay, we have to say it because it's part of the tefillah. We have to understand that, no, we have to recognize the fact that it's easy for us is more of a reason to appreciate and recognize how much we're in Hashem's hand and continue to be mevakish. The tefillah should be l'toiva. It's another thing that the Falshim point out, that l'toiva means it should be for the good. Sometimes there can be a lot of produce, and it's not always for the good, whether because it's an overabundance and it affects the markets in a certain way, or the quality of the produce is damaged and not so good. We're saying we want that everything should be good. It should be good for us. We should get what we need, what's healthy for us. Yeah. And we make in the summertime, we say the same bracha, apnei adoma. The land needs a bracha. That should be also, that's it, siyad d'shemayit, to produce what's good. We should be saved.
Kol halashon.
Appreciated from it. That's another request. It could be produce. It has to be good. The produce could be good, but there could be something wrong with me that I, for some reason, either I cannot get it, or even if I get it, I have some type of medical situation that I'm not satiated from it. My body cannot process it properly. There's all kind of machalas that affect our ability to digest things properly, or have appetite, or whatever it may be. Sabeinu mituvecha. We should be satiated from your tooth. So this is what we're saying, this bracha. We're making the request because we're waking ourselves up to the fact that so many things we could attribute to ourselves or take for granted. This is not the case. This is all from your Kodesh Bohu, with your special Hashgoch upon us. And this is why we three times a day, I'm a spell for this. You know, say maybe for the Tula, David once a year. No, it's a constant thing. The Gemara says that the Panos of a person is similar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's also something in some way supernatural. And one of the Pshatim, we may have said this before, but one of the Pshatim, why it's so supernatural is because Be'etzem, if Hashem would run the world with pure Schar V'Oinish, then a person who's not living up to his level of Avodas Hashem that he should be, then he should right away not have food. Someone's giving out food, giving out sustenance, and you're not complying with him, you're not behaving properly towards him. So we'll stop. That's a normal thing. That should be up here at in. Just like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were not on the Madrega we should have been. Even so, B'roiv Rachman V'Akodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim K'neged HaTeva. Also with the issues of the panosa and our physical sustenance. That's also a bidin. We may not deserve it at all. But if we do, but here we recognize a tremendous chasodim, because Shibohu, Bohurino, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem B'midas Rachmim, tremendous Rachmim on us. He sustains us even though we do not deserve it. And therefore we have the right to ask for it because we're appealing to B'midas Rachmim. And now in Ma'ariv, at the end of the day, and this bracha is three times a day, especially a person who's involved in Parnosa, he has three times a day to mechazik himself, I'm not running the show, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ma'ariv, looking back at the day that we went through, and if we did things properly, Adarabba, mechazik even more so, and if we didn't, we got confused, and we thought we're running the show, and it caused us not to behave 100% the way we should, then now's the time to strengthen again. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have a better attitude, a more positive attitude. With this attitude, number one is we'll do everything properly, Apialocha, not cut corners. Maybe I'll be able to do this and that, which is not exactly the way one should. If I realize that all my panos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make sure to do everything exactly Apialocha, with perfect yashris. And we see that the people that are yeshurim and honest in the business, they have special siyata shemayim. And number two is the peace of mind. A tremendous amount of afraid nerves and nervousness, anxiety, as relates to panosa, especially at times when the panosa is very unclear. Today, unfortunately, many people, their panosa is up in the air, and some people don't have it, their initial panosa is not around even. Now, whatever it is, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty in the world. If I'm the one who's making the panosa, it is a very unpleasant situation right now. Definitely a tremendous room for anxiety. If I realize that, it's not me, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're saying, L'malam and Atev is sustaining me constantly, then I could rest assured that Hashem will continue doing that under all circumstances. Maybe I will not have everybody that I'm dreaming to have, that I want to have. That could be. But if Hashem decides one way or the other, he'll decide whatever he decides, but he'll definitely decide that I'll have what I need. And that's what mechazik myself. I'm expelled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should get everything that I want, everything that feels good for me. But the most important thing is that I'm turning to Hashem, I realize it's Berech Aleinu, it's Yo Hashgoch upon me, and I know you're taking care of me. And if you give me what I'm asking for, then Matoiv Manoim, and if not, I understand that other Rabbi, that the best thing for me is not to have that, but I will have what I need. And therefore, I have no need to be in a state of fear and anxiety and everything else. So this is a good way of ending the day. Like we said, looking back at what we did in the course of the day and toward the end of the day, summing up the day, if I had that anxiety, whatever I had, to try to use this to help me give myself the right peace of mind. No matter what happened in the course of the day, whether it went my way or not, that I know that in Hashem's wonderful hands. And this is why I'm being misspelled that third time at the end of the day. I mentioned once that taxi driver. He said such beautiful, sweet words of bitochen. He said, when I have a good day and I made a lot of money that day, that's simple, that's no big deal. But those days that I go from here to the end and I don't get the clients that I'm hoping to get and I come home with very little, that is a special time for me to look back and say, you know, Hashem is taking care of me. There's no reason to get nervous and be upset and be in a state of despair because this is what Hashem gave me today. And me and Hashem, Hashem will continue taking care of me, whether he gives me more today or less today. And that's why we have to look at everything in life. We're always in Hashem's loving hands, Hashem's hands of rachem, Hashem that, like we said, gives us the panosa and our needs, l'malam and atev, more than we deserve. Yeah. To have the right kavana, and the more we have kavana, we're mamshil the bracha, we bring more bracha upon ourselves. This is the ikarish tadlus. Like the Gemara says, if a person wants to be wealthy, whatever wealthy means, he has to work honestly, and he also has to be inspired. And the ikar is the tefillah, because li ha-kesef, li ha-zov, no mashem. All the kesef and zov is in the hands of Hashem. If we're good with him, it's Hashem. That is the best tadlus, to have everything good for ourselves. Shalom v'rocha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.